The devotional for today was written by Lisa J. Lyon. Horticulturists cultivate plants to maximize health and growth by adding nutrients to soil, developing irrigation systems, and pruning diseased branches. In Romans chapter 11, verses 17 through 24, Paul describes God, the horticulturist, grafting branches from a wild olive tree, the Gentiles, onto a cultured tree, Israel. Many Jewish Christians objected to Paul's ministry to the Gentiles, even those who understood that salvation in Christ is for all insisted that Gentiles be fully Jewish, circumcised, to be fully Christian. This division between us and them frustrated Paul, who prayed for the reconciliation of the world. Israel's branches were broken off because of unbelief. Gentiles were grafted on because of faith. But Paul urges them not to become proud, for those of Israel, if they do not persist in unbelief, will be grafted in again. But will those who are regrafted welcome the wild branches or demand God remove them? Today, as people huddle in like-minded groups, fearful of contamination by them, let's look to God the horticulturist, grafting branches from a wild tree onto a cultivated tree's rootstock increases hardiness and resistance to insects and disease, resulting in larger fruit and bigger yields. Yet surprisingly, each part of the grafted tree keeps its original character. God's intention is not the contamination of Israel by Gentiles, but cross-pollination. God's design is for a strong, healthy, fruit-producing hybrid. All varieties of people sharing the same roots, branching out to share our gifts in ministry to a hurting world. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, you assure us that I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Help us to be pliant in the hands of the horticulturist who prunes us of our faults and imperfections, that we may be strong, healthy, and fruit-producing. Amen.